I would have.
One of the best ways to fall behind in an uncertain economy is to rely on what's worked in the past. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. That's according to Richard Farson and Ralph Keyes in their book, Whoever Makes the Most Mistakes Wins, The Paradox of Innovation. These authors say success in a season of uncertain and unstable business economy, it all demands innovation nonstop. It demands a fresh approach, a new attitude, a new mindset. Okay, thinking outside of the box. Success means being a change agent, taking a leap of faith to embrace change instead of being afraid of it. Change as an opportunity and a challenge, not as a threat. The late Katharine Graham took the helm of the Washington Post, a newspaper her father started in 1933, when her husband, who wrestled with depression, committed suicide. She described herself in 1963 as a doormat wife. With no business training, she resisted the urge to sell the privately owned newspaper. But she took her advisor's advice to take the company public. And just when the company's stock was about to be traded, they were handed the Pentagon Papers. And so now, under pressure not to do it from her attorneys and the Nixon administration, Katharine Graham published the Pentagon Papers. She took the risk, took the difficult road to do what she felt was the right thing to do. The result? Profits soared. The Post won a Pulitzer Prize for the Watergate story, and Katharine Graham went from doormat to a dominant powerhouse in American journalism. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Hey, before you take a chance on change, that risk to dare or do, check in with headquarters. I mean, talk it over with the Lord. And when God says forward march, then it's forward march.